Welcome to the Lurchers Podcast, the first, I hope, of many more to come. Today I'll be talking about Enda Kenny and Roy Hodgson. Are they the right men for their jobs, or are they just the poor man substitutes? The email address is thelurcher@gmail.com, and I look forward to reading your comments and opinions. Well, let's start with Enda Kenny. This is a man who cannot really connect with his own party, never mind the people of Ireland. Just when on the verge of possibly coming into government, the party implodes and there's a battle royale with Richard Bruton. Now, fair play to Enda on winning the vote to stay in power, but then again, Richard Bruton is hardly what you'd consider Mr. Charisma. So Enda is the man, and all is well in Fine Gael. But is it? See, my feeling is that Enda Kenny will never have the X factor with people. Irish politics nowadays is about personality and not policy. Take one look at Brian Lennon, for instance. He's massively popular, but made a mess with NAMA. The estimates never seem quite right, and of course, look at the man himself, Bertie, the people's politician, the man who will be president despite the fact that he's tainted, damaged goods, and never really answered the tough questions. Then we take a look at Eamon Gilmore. He seems to be hitting the right notes with the public. He seems to speak with a bit of passion. That he actually likes, he cares about what he's saying. He seems interested. But this is why he is popular, in my opinion. People respond to a bit of passion, a bit of get up and go. But Labour's problem, remains to be that they don't have enough in their locker to make a government work. Are they strong enough? I don't think so. So we seem to be destined to listen to the lilting tones of Joan Burton. Please God, no. Enda Kenny gives the impression that he's reading from a script all the time. I mean, just take one look at the performance on The Late Late Show. We were meant to be seeing the real Enda Kenny. So what have we seen all along? A robot, I hear you ask. This is the man the Fine Gael have decided will be the next leader of the country and lead us out of the mess that we are in at the moment to a bright new future. Well, not for me. Enda Kenny is drinking in the last chance saloon. If he can't bring Fine Gael over the finish line in the next election, I think it'll be the last we'll ever see of Enda Kenny, possibly without really seeing the real Enda Kenny. So, what are we left with? Labour don't have substance, Fine Gael have Enda, and then again, there's always Biffo. The future, my friends, looks bright. And now, onto a matter closer to my heart, sport. Liverpool have recently got rid of their own Enda Kenny, Mr. Benitez, and they've appointed the new knight in shining armour, Roy Hodgson. So obviously to me, this looks like the cheapest option possible. We've all heard about other managers who are meant to have chased Frank Rijkaard, Didier Deschamps, rumours of Martin O'Neill, and of course Harry Redknapp. Now, no disrespect to Roy Hodgson, we all know about his credentials with Inter, Finland, Switzerland, and all these other jobs that he's had around Europe. But let's not forget the great job he did with Fulham, leading them to a Europa League final. But Steve McLaren done the same with Middlesbrough, and we know how he ended up. See, Roy's first big problem will be keeping the likes of Fernando Torres and Steven Gerrard at the club. It's been said so many times on how important these two players are to Liverpool, but maybe then it's time that Gerrard move on to greener pastures. He owes Liverpool FC absolutely nothing, in my opinion. Over the years, he's won the club trophies all by himself. Istanbul, the FA Cup final against West Ham, just to name one or two. So I think if Liverpool can cash in on this reported £30 million that Real Madrid seem to be willing to pay for him, I would let him have him. Now would be time to cash in. Obviously, Fernando Torres is more valuable to Liverpool. I don't think there's an issue in regards to selling him. I know there's been rumours about Chelsea and Manchester City, £70 million figures splashed about. But for Torres, it seems to be more about his level of fitness and injury problems. Like anyone who's anyone that has been watching the World Cup can actually see that Torres for Spain is nowhere being fit, much like Rooney was for England. And then we go on to Roy's other problems. These are the players like Engog, Lucas, Aquilani, Yeah, I can hear you all laughing at them three names, but they do play for Liverpool. It's hard to believe. But these players are simply not good enough for a club like this. Obviously, does he try and keep them, or does he try and offload them? But then again, don't forget, Liverpool have reportedly £15 million transfer kitty. So if they can find a club stupid enough to take these lads on, I take the hand and all off them. Then they can try and reinvest and try and build a half-decent team. If not, then I'm afraid Liverpool fans are in for another third season of mid-table mediocrity. So where does that leave Roy? Half the fans want him and half the fans don't. See, a lot of fans wanted a big marquee name to attract bigger and better players. Roy is simply not that. So Roy, at the end of the day, will have to get one, a Champions League spot, or two, finish ahead of Everton. Because if that doesn't happen, Roy could leave Merseyside quicker than he thinks. So, that's it for today's podcast. I look forward to hearing from you, your comments and opinions, and don't forget to subscribe. This is The Lurcher, signing out.